The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Hello, Otto. Nice to see you again this week.
You too.
And we really have a wonderful, wonderful segment coming up. We have with us Eric Alexander, and I'm going to have to read a few things about Eric, but I'm going to do it over the segments because it's just too much for one. But Eric is the director of Vision Long Island, which is a regional smart growth planning organization. The stuff that Eric has been doing during this whole coronavirus is amazing. But specifically, Eric has been a proponent of smart growth planning, both federally, state, city, and county levels. He is literally all over the place, and he's doing a tremendous job. And we'll talk about some of the different projects he's done in all through Long Island. I mean, you turn around, literally any revitalization you see, you can almost put Eric's name on it to some degree. But today we're going to talk a good bit also about the coronavirus and what's going on. And I know, Eric, you're a proponent to getting outdoor dining going. I've seen you doing that. Because we slowly but surely, we have to get going. So, Eric, thank you so much. I know you're so busy. Thank you for taking the time to join us. And now I'm throwing into your court just to give us some updates on what you're doing and what you're working on.
Sure. No, thank you. Thank you, John. That great introduction. And Christina and Otto, great to be here. You have the premier program, really of this type, certainly on Long Island, I imagine beyond. So it's great to be on your show.
I've been for
a while. It was a little over a year ago, right?
In the country and then the world. We have Christina Liu. So it's in the country and then the world.
It's great. It's great to reach out to folks. And North Hempstead does a great job overall, too, on so many levels. So glad to be with you guys. What we've been doing, we've run an organization that supported Main Street Revitalization for 20 years. So we've been part of a lot of grand openings, and visionlongisland.org is our website, and you can see us on Facebook and all that. But last year we formed the Main Street Alliance, really to connect the 40 downtowns that are doing revitalization efforts. And who's doing them? It's local municipalities approving these things, chambers, local civics, local developers, small businesses. So we're trying to connect those people. And little did we know that it was important to have this alliance, because in the case of this coronavirus, all those grand openings can become grand closings, and that's what we're trying to stop, by any means necessary. So, what have we been doing? We've been trying to get people hooked up with PPP loans. I'm sure you've done stories on that, the small business associations, PPP loans, which they just changed the regulations on, by the way. So they're much more favorable. So for folks who have small businesses, there's still money left. There's $100 billion still in the program. So folks should apply. We're doing a webinar on that later today. So helping people get resources, number one, promoting the businesses that are open. So we're promoting a lot of takeout businesses in different downtowns, but then also promoting the outdoor dining, as you mentioned, so that folks can reopen in some form. I think everyone signed up for flattening the curve for 30 days, maybe 60 days. We're kind of heading into 90 days, and there's this feeling that is the sinking feeling of a lot of small businesses. We surveyed 600 of them early on, and we found that a third of them are considering not opening, reopening. They can't do this anymore.
The other day I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll jump in.
The other day I saw in the paper, New Best, which is a hair salon in Manhasset, will be reopening. I don't know when exactly. They had 34 haircut stations. They reduced it to 12, and they literally removed the chairs. And then they had 24 hair dye sections. That's down to 10, and they literally removed the chairs and have like screening around it. So right there, you have a man that's going to reopen his business down two-thirds already. I mean, you can't increase prices that much to make up from 34 haircuts an hour to 12 or 13, whatever. I don't remember the exact number. But bottom line, it's a drastic reduction. And he said, as opposed to having empty chairs next to each other, he thought it looked more aesthetically pleasing to remove them and redecorate the places, which is what he did.
Yeah, people are restructuring their businesses, you know, sadly, you know, to deal with this coronavirus, no doubt. And it is important. But at the same time, people, you know, are going to be working, and they're already working now. They're working double the amount of time they worked, or you know, 50% more, or whatever, to get 60% of their income, you know, right, at best. And, you know, that's the fear factor here, is that how long can people do these sorts of things? The people that can, you know, restructure and find a way to reopen. It's just, you know, this has really hurt the small businesses. It's hurt the little guy. You know, Walmart's parking lot, I counted last weekend, was 500 cars. There's got to be 600-700 people in the place. So the rules were rigged to allow the bigger stores to be open, but the smaller shops can't function, you know, and we're still now, I guess tomorrow we'll finally allow retailers, you know, to have some people in their stores, you know.
Right. Retailers. Oh, no, and I'm agreeing with you there 100%. And I think it was Jim Cramer from one of these money talk shows, yep, said this past 2 or 3 months has been the biggest transfer of wealth in history, and people aren't paying attention because the stock market has boomed. Whether it stays up here or not is another story. That's not our discussion today. But you're right. The Walmarts of the world are continuing to grow, but mom and pop little blouse store or pants store is not opened. So these people are hurting, and these people have rent to pay, and they have families to feed. And, you know, there's no way about it. It's a terrible situation for them. And that's 42 or 41 million people unemployed. And even the last week's unemployment number that went up dramatically, 40-some-odd percent of that was part-time workers, which really doesn't help somebody if they're going back 2 days a week versus five.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, when we surveyed the Main Street business owners, they told us, of the third that was going to close, they told us three things. They said, one, if we get government aid quickly, maybe we can stay in this game. And some got it, some didn't, some are still pending. So that's a question mark.
Okay.
The second was if the lockdown, the shutdown ended in some reasonable time. Now, remember, we surveyed this about like 30, 40 days ago. So it still hasn't ended for many businesses. So strike two, you know, kind of, you know. The third one is, you know, if the community would rally around them. And I will say, to the credit of Long Islanders, they love their Main Street businesses. They do support the little guys, the little smaller shops. And wherever they could, they got the gift cards, they you know, the takeout, they've been providing, helping with services online. I've seen a real, you know, there's been a big shop local movement, which you guys in North Hempstead are really strong behind.
Right.
That has helped buoy the local stores. But it still doesn't change the fact that some of these big stores have really been, you know, by design, by the rules, essential versus non-essential, have really, you know, structured by New York State ESD, have rigged it against these guys. We're trying to make those changes. I mean, we've asked the state senators to dive in and others. You know, Monica Martinez, to her credit, jumped in. We've reached out to the governor's office. You know, the problem is, I think they write these rules and then they don't want to change them. You know, even though midway through, you may say, you know what, you have to. You know, you should let's look at the information here. You know, from a public health perspective, 500, 600 people in a Walmart doesn't make sense versus two people in a jewelry store or a clothing store or whatever. You know, you should disperse the shoppers, you know.
Oh, no, I'm agreeing with you there. And unfortunately, once a bill seems to go through, it can be reversed, but it doesn't get reversed easily. It
takes time.
And by the time it gets reversed, everything will be fine. It'll be February of next year and we'll all be shopping anyway. Otto, did you want to say something?
Well, bottom line is how I like to say that I got my master's degree in business because I had a small business at one time that went down the drain. So I can relate and really empathize with how difficult it is to run a small business. You know, it's not peaches and cream. It's tough, even in the best of times. And I guess one of the questions I have for you, Eric, is what would you suggest? Like, there are a lot of programs out there to try to help a small business financially and in other ways. What's the best track to go on? You know, the more I read about it, the more confusing it gets. So, you know, what would be the best way for a small business owner to try to get on the right track financially?
Well, I mean, the first step, I tell everybody this, sign up for those SBA PPP loans. The loan very simply can become a grant. It's an easy application. They changed the regulations now. It used to be you had to spend the money in 8 weeks on your staff, but now they let you do, and the argument would be, well, I'm not back in business, so I don't have staff to pay, or you're on unemployment, or I have them at, you know, a skeleton crew or whatever, so how am I going to spend this money? It's not going to work. The point is now you have 24 weeks. So you have time to spend that money down and make sure it's a grant so you don't owe significant funds when this is over. So number one, get the PPP loan for sure. If you don't, for whatever reason, want to take the PPP loan, New York State has what they call the New York Forward loan. It's primarily good for minority and minority small business and women-owned small businesses too. So that's another loan program that just opened up. You know, I'd avail yourselves to any number of promotional campaigns that are done through a lot of local newspapers and a lot of efforts. Even we're diving into one with our Pink Tie friends to help promote small businesses through this time. So get your promotions in order. You know, there's a gift card programs out there. You know, get your loyal customers to invest in you during this period for future services. You know, if you can't open the second, or if you're opening, keep engaging. Don't hunker down and stop communicating. You know, even simple things. I'm in Port Jeff. The mayor is doing video chats with restaurant owners that people love, and they just love seeing the owner of this restaurant and that restaurant. And they're like, oh, I'm looking forward to coming back and seeing you. You know, keep that connection going. Like you do on this radio show, you keep connections with your listeners and customers. You got to do that. You know, you can get depressed. You can, and for real reasons, you know, real reasons. But stay connected to the people who got you there, because they will help you through this period. But definitely apply for that PPP loan.
The gift card thing is very important, because it does show support to the local guy. And you may not use it this week. You may not use it till September, October, but it's good. And you'll use it then when the time comes. But in the interim, you bought a $100 card, you're helping them out, and worst case scenario, you could almost look at it as a charitable donation, because God forbid he goes out of business. You're lucky you're not out of business and you had the $100 to give him. But in the interim, he's going to be so much more appreciative. When you go in for dinner, he's going to remember you helped him. And that's what a local business is about, and that's what a local community should be about, helping each other out. And if you call that person for a fundraiser you're doing, they're going to send something over. When their life gets back to normal, they're going to remember you and say, you know, John bought a gift card and helped us out, and so did Eric, and so did, you know, Otto and everybody else. We got to help these guys out.
I mean, no disrespect to the big companies, and there's a role for them. There's a role for Walmart and Target and all that. But do you see them supporting your Little League, your PTA, your Kiwanis, your Rotary, anything in any community, any charity that's worth its salt, the food pantries locally, and some of them, and they may give to larger organizations that filter down, but they really don't have a presence on Main Street. So should all your money go to those stores? Same thing with the banks. There are some banks that didn't process PPP loans. You know, maybe if it didn't process your PPP loan, there are other banks now that do. They'll take anybody. So that's an important thing to know. Someone will say, oh, well, my bank said they're not doing it, so I can't get it. Total misnomer. Jovia Bank, Cabbage, on website called Cabbage, and PayPal all process PPP loans. So no matter what your bank tells you, you can get a PPP loan. Very important. And also, you might want to say,
You know what? Eric, hold that thought. We have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're right back with Eric Alexander.